Go.
More music. C-F-R-C.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to JB on CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and CFRC.ca, and nowhere else.
Thank you.
blood. I thought I saw down in the street the spirit of the century telling us that we're standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. It's just the patterns that remain. An empty shell, but there's a strangeness in the air. You feel too well. Smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud. The ghost moon sails among the clouds. Turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to JB on CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and CFRC.ca. And nowhere else. Thank you.
I know you've heard that song before, haven't you? Yeah, Three Dog Night did it, but he wrote it. B.W. Stevenson and Shambhala on the Canadian Shield. And his breakout hit was My Maria, which was later done by Brooks and Dunn. Are you confused yet? It's 4:15, and right before that, we had music for you from none other than Rita McNeil. Yes, This Thing Called Love, Mike Holland with I Can Wait. Mike Holland. Okay, so Mike Holland used to be a DJ on Chum in the 80s, right? And he was also a singer. And that was one of his big hits, the follow-up to Do She Want Love. We had Al Stewart, one of my favorites, On the Border, and Ken Tobias, I Don't Want to Be Alone in the beginning. It's 4:15 already, and from Ripley's.com, these stories. Everyone loves sharks, octopuses, lobsters, but what about some of our more underrated fish? Check out these under-the-radar critters. The bluegill in Canadian waters, found in one of the first habitats of the aquarium. After the entrance to our Canadian Waters Gallery, these adorable small sunfish are found all over North America in streams and lakes. If you visit a body of water in Ontario and keep still, you might just have one swim up to you out of curiosity and bite your toes. Yeah, they used to bite my toes at Sand Lake. They have a beautiful blue and purple color with some orange along the sides during mating season. Bluegill are vital to many food webs as they prey on invertebrates and are found to be prey to a wide variety of large animals like bass, muskellunge, perch, walleye, herons, and even otters. Here's another one. Freshwater eels in Canadian waters. Yep, these slippery creatures are found in Canadian waters. You might not notice them until you look closely, as they're experts at camouflage. These fish used to be very abundant in rivers, but in Canada, their population has dwindled because of the construction of hydroelectric dams, which have blocked their migration routes. Number 3, sea star in Canadian waters. Besides being known for their star-shaped bodies, sea stars are also known for their ability to regrow limbs. Yep. Sea stars also have a highly unique way of eating. They expel their stomachs to the outside of their body. And when they come across their prey, they will expel their stomachs to digest the creature, then slurp up the digested mucus back into their central system. Arctic graylings. These Canadian natives are one of the most colorful fish. Arctic graylings are found to spawn in rivers, lakes, and around Arctic Ocean drainages like Hudson Bay, Alberta, British Columbia. These Canadian fish have also beautiful coloring during mating season, with the males changing to bright blues, pinks, and purples. The wrasse, the rainbow reef. Wrasse are named for their beak-like rostrum that's adapted to help them feed. Males are large and have brighter colored patterns, but females are significantly smaller and have duller patterns, usually white or black. And these fish also undergo sequential change and change sex at some point in their life. Yep. Butterfly fish, rainbow reef. There are approximately 129 species of butterfly fish around the world. Only a few butterfly fish are known. Most butterfly feed upon marine invertebrate, such as worms and crustaceans. Some are also omnivores and feed upon algae growing between corals. These fish come in multiple color patterns, and some species are known to change color at night to add protection. Wobbegong sharks, reef sharks. You might not see these sharks at first, but if you look closely around the bottom, you might get a glimpse of our nocturnal ornate wobbegong or tasseled wobbegong. These sharks have a huge camouflage with brown, yellow, and green and blue-gray tones and small flaps of skin that look like coral. They're named after a term that describes their beard, a cluster of barbels that act as sensory organs and help them add in camouflage. Isopods. Typically, isopods range around 5 centimeters long, but these ocean critters are significantly larger than their pill bug relatives. Isopods share the ability to curl up into a ball and allow their exoskeleton to protect them. Number 9, archerfish. Archerfish have adopted to hunt insects and vertebrae found above the surface of the water. Archerfish shoot a stream of water out of their mouths to prey above the water surface to stun it. When this doesn't do the job, they are known to jump out of the water to catch their prey. Yep, they're pretty neat. Upside-down jellies. There's more than meets the eye to these unique jellies. Similar to many corals, this jelly has a symbiotic relationship with the algae that lives in its tissues. By lying upside down, the jelly exposes its algae to the sun, allows it to photosynthesize. When they orient themselves upside down in shallow water, where the sunlight is intense, they are maximizing energy production. Wow, that's pretty neat. Those stories and more are at Ripley's.com. Okay, still to come here on the show. We have for you Sweet Machete out of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Yeah, I met the lead singer. I believe he's the lead singer. I met him, Alex, when I was driving taxi a while back. And we got talking, and he says, oh, yeah, I got a band. We play on the weekends sometimes. We have John McDermott coming up, along with Clive Clark. So you stick around, all right? These important messages.
Queen's Lee Laid is located in room 400 of McDonald Hall at 128 Union Street in Kingston. We provide legal services to Queen's students and to low-income residents in Kingston and Napanee. We are committed to serving our community with professional, high-quality, and responsive service. Queen's Legal Aid can assist and advocate for eligible students with matters pertaining to landlord-tenant disputes, small claims court matters, some criminal and driving offenses, affidavits and notarizations, student discipline matters, student loan matters, Ontario Disability Support Program appeals, and more. Our services are free of charge to those who qualify. Call 613-533-2102 for more information.
Did you know the City of Kingston has an idling bylaw? Any driver of a motorized vehicle or boat idling for more than 3 minutes or 5 minutes when the temperature is below 5 degrees Celsius may be subject to a fine. The bylaw, which is intended to reduce Kingston's greenhouse gas emissions, applies to everyone in the city except for emergency vehicles. The bylaw also applies to private property. The exemption to the bylaw for taxis in Kingston ended in 2012. So remember, turn off your engines for the benefit of the city's air. And for your pocketbook.
60s, 70s, 80s.
Solid Gold
Radio.
Turn it up.
CFRC.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Canadian Shield with JB on CFRC 101.9 FM. Nowhere else.
Gentlemen, the beat goes on.
This is Queen's Radio 101.9 FM, CFRC.
I'm just a boy looking for a girl who's looking for a boy.
Just picture us walking hand in hand with not a care in the world. What more could I want?
Go. That's music for you from Clive Clark. Looking for a Girl on CFRC. Also, John McDermott with the Bard of Armagh and Sweet Machete from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Twisted Eilik. It's 4:33. And you know what that means, right?
CFRC.
All right. It's 28 in the city. Feeling a little more like 40 with the Humidex. Yeah. So if you got a choice, stay in, all right? Sunny tomorrow, high of 28. Holiday Monday, rain and a high of 24. Sunshine Tuesday, 23. Sunshine Wednesday, 24. Sunshine Thursday, 24. Sunshine Friday, 25. Currently in the Limestone City. It's a hot one, baby. It's 28, feeling more like 40. Anytime you're looking for the weather, log on to theweathernetwork.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, won't you? Alrighty then, time for the new music segment. We can't get enough of these guys. They're from Kingston too. Yeah, don't you know? The Gertrudes, they got a LP out. I said LP and not a CD. The name of the LP is Just to Please You. We're going to play a couple of cuts in this half hour from none other than the Gertrudes with The Waiting Land and Living in the Wind. We need the wind today. New music segment here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tell me about your honor. I left my shoes by the river last night. Wind blew through your dress in the twilight. Broke out of Mill Haven, but my sins they still follow me. There was a blue
listening to the Gertrude's latest album here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The neighbors burn up smiling, it's the hottest day on record. It's a summer that is coming, carry on. The hottest day on record is the summer that is coming. The house next door is burning, carry on. And put a smile on. You better carry on.
It's that common sinking feeling when the summer break is over and you can't find any reason to carry on. That common bitter feeling when the house next door is burning and your life is of no value anymore. Better carry on. Is here, and I know I'm not afraid. My heart is bare, and you can break it. Our love is here, and I know you're not afraid. Spare, and you can break it. You better carry on. Summer day is over, and your life is of no value anymore. Better carry on. Set the street on fire. Your smoke still lingers, burning all our eyes. Your poppies bloom from ashes when you set the night on fire. Your smoke still lingers, blinding all our lies. The neighbors burn up smiling. It's the hottest day on record. It's the summer that is coming, carry on. The hottest day on record is the summer that is coming. The house next door is burning, carry on.
That's the Gertrudes, my friends, on CFRC 101.9 FM from their latest LP. Yes, I say LP, not CD, just to please you. We just heard Carry On. Living in the Wind and The Waiting Land. We got a couple more from them in just a bit, so you stick around, all right? All right. 4:47 is the time. And from Ripley's.com, stop giving coral reefs so much grief. Contrary to popular belief, coral is actually alive. Yes, healthy corals have a symbiotic relationship with microscopic algae known as zooplankton. While zooplankton are protected by coral, they provide the coral with products of photosynthesis to help the coral produce calcium carbonate exoskeletons. Along with these benefits, they are also the reason corals have their vibrant coloring. Coral reefs are a habitat important to many animals. Unfortunately, due to climate change, ocean temperatures, acid and acidity are increasing at a rapid rate. This can result in coral bleaching and major habitat loss. Since the 50s, 50% of the world's coral reefs have died due to climate change. Wow. And when corals become stressed due to changes in conditions such as temps, they will expel, yes, the zooplankton from their tissues and turn completely white. Although not all bleaching events are fatal to the coral, can still result in fatalities causing their major food source to now no longer exist and making them more susceptible to diseases. Whenever we look at coral reefs, we have the distinct pleasure of seeing a rainbow water underwater, yeah. This array of colors comes from pigmented proteins known as chromoproteins. The color of a coral is also a great way to gauge their overall health. Colors can change based on nutrient access, mineral access, deep depth of the water, and the amount of light able to penetrate water. On top of this, corals have the ability to synthesize even more pigments that contribute to their vibrant coloration. The function of pigments is thought to act as an optimizer or reducer of light exposure to the algae and the coral. Wow. Too much light can damage the algae and coral. Too little light can result in health damage as well. The goal of coral hosts and the pigments they produce is to have optimal oxygen production and nutrient access. If we've learned anything about coral, is that they are masters of symbiosis. Yes, they are. All right, we're back with more music here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up, we have some more from the Gertrude's latest LP called Just to Please You. And we're going to hear Welcome Night and Circle the Light. And, of course, the Gertrude's made up of many people, among others, Megan Ballou on fiddle, Pete Bowers drums, Annie Clifford vocals, Astrid Erb vocals, August on electric guitar, Jason Erb on piano, Mariah Horner on vocals, Josh Lyon on accordion, Jason Mercer bass, Benji Perosin on trumpet, Arden Rogelski tambourine, Matt Rogelski electric guitar vocals, John Stewart on saxophone, Greg Tilson lead vocals, and that's about it. That's the Gertrudes. All right, let's hear from them again. Welcome Night and Circle the Light. This is Kingston's Gertrudes, new music segment here on CFRC. Is it going to come up? Because I'm playing the album, gang, and I haven't cued it, we have to talk until it starts. Let's see if it's going to start here or not. There we go.
Well, I've been asking random questions she can't settle down. Wretched we are. Misery, misery. Waiting in the cold mud for the rain and more raining. Wretched we are, misery. So come on in for the evening. Run on in to the welcome night. Well, I still have a boat here for you. With every cankered question from a twisted day, at our heels as we're both running. Thank you. Stars out in the darkness, fill in the darkness, love in its multitude. Lost, drawn the line in the sands of time, alone in this destitute. Shining like the sun, a life had just begun. When I first found you, love out in the darkness, fill in the darkness, stars in their multitude. Lost, drawn the line in sands of time, alone in this destitute. You were shining like the sun, my life had just begun. When I first found you, and now I circle of light, 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 circle of light. Shining like the sun, my life had just begun. When I first found you, stars out in the darkness, fill in the darkness, love in its multitude. Lost, drawn the line in sands of time, alone in this destitute. Now I circle a light, circle a light, circle a light, circle a light, circle a light. Circle of light, circle of light.
Gertrude's on CFRC 101.9 FM from their brand new LP, not a CD, friends, an LP called Just to Please You. There we go. Kingston's Own with Welcome Night and Circle the Light. It's almost 5 o'clock. You're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, Coach Cool Cable 282, CFRC.ca. How you doing? I'm JB. And I was hoping that the cassette deck would be fixed this week, but of course, no. Thanks, Chance, for that. I appreciate it. Because not only was